1 Kings chapter 22, the gospel of prosperity, the positive thinking movement, the gospel light, and similar concepts have in common to proclaim the message we want to hear. We all want to hear good news. It's okay to be positive and optimistic, but finally, we need to hear the truth. The raw truth can hurt. Love without the truth can hide the diagnosis we don't want to hear, but it won't help us treat the disease. Truth and love is a divine formula, but we do need to be confronted with the truth. King Ahab detested the prophet Micaiah because he did not prophesy well to him. There are, of course, benefits of knowing the truth. If our car's engine malfunctions, we may be able to get it fixed before it leaves us in the middle of nowhere. If we know we are sick, we may be able to go get the right treatment or to have surgery. If we are going astray, confronted with the truth, we can react, repent, and return to the right path. Yes, even if we don't like it, there are benefits to knowing the truth. The Apostle Paul urges Timothy to preach God's message. Do it willingly, even if it isn't the popular thing to do. You must correct people and point out their sins, but also cheer them up. And when you instruct them, always be patient. For the wages of sin are death, but the divine diagnosis does not end there. But God's gift is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Love in action.